KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Investigations are underway after a couple was shot dead in Mkomazi on the south coast. It's understood the incident took place near Valley View and Crowder Main Roads last night. Here's IPSS Medical Rescue's Kelsey J. Merrick.
On arrival of paramedics, it was established that a husband and wife were travelling down a road when unknown suspects opened fire on their vehicle. Sadly, the husband and wife both sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing more paramedics could do for them. They were sadly declared deceased on scene.
In other news, the president has assented to the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, which is aimed at reforming the country's intelligence services. The Amendment Act dissolves the current State Security Agency as a national government department, and it's being replaced with two new departments. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the reform is part of implementing recommendations from the Zondo Commission.
The new departments are the Foreign Intelligence Service, which shall be responsible for foreign intelligence gathering so as to identify opportunities and threats to national security. The second agency is the Domestic Intelligence Agency, which shall be responsible for counterintelligence as well as the gathering of domestic intelligence in order to identify threats to national security.
And abroad, international aid agencies are gearing up for a highly complex rescue effort in Myanmar. Nearly 700 people are feared to have been killed by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. Neighbouring Thailand was also rocked by yesterday's quake, with 8 workers killed in the capital, Bangkok. They died after a 33-storey skyscraper, which had been under construction, collapsed. Nadia Khoury is from the International Federation of the Red Cross.
A lot of public infrastructure has been absolutely damaged. The telephone networks are down. We know that electricity is down. And some of the road infrastructure and the bridges have also been damaged. So we know that this will make the rescue efforts more complicated.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. And back home on the weather front, mostly clear skies in KZN today, with showers and thundershowers expected this evening. Durban's a high of 29 degrees, Moy River, Newcastle and Margate 28, Ulundi 32, Richards Bay 31, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 30, Underberg 26 and 25 for Kokstad. We've got 2.5 metre swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 4 minutes to 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.